Nick Del Santo, Cam Luke, it is SEN Summer Breakfast. Gary and Tim back on Monday morning. All thanks to Snitz. Enjoy handmade pan cooked schnitzel tonight. If you're just getting out of bed, we've already spoken about a bucket list opportunity for you to get to the Super Bowl. Going to explain a little more if you haven't heard it yet. We'll tell you more about it as the morning progresses.
I think I've already won it, though. So yeah, you've already won that prize.
All right, let's get to the Tigers because, of course, a wonderful 2 years. It ended a week earlier than I think everyone expected last year. The prelim loss to Collingwood, but they're back into it. Tom Lynch at the football club as well as they gear up for another 2019. Sean Grigg, premiership player from the Tigers, joins us on the line. Good morning, Sean.
Hello, Cam. Hello, Dale. How are you?
Yeah, doing really well, mate. Pre-season, deep into it, and it's always interesting. People look at it different ways at different points in their career, but you know, you're a veteran nowadays. How do you find pre-season this time of your footy career?
Yeah, it certainly makes it a little bit easier when you go deep into September because it does take off a couple of weeks, which is nice. But, we had a pretty solid base leading up to Christmas and a couple of weeks off, which was good, and now back into it.
It looks like there was at least a solid session yesterday with the look of Dylan Grimes' nose that's gone social.
didn't look too good, did it? He's tied up and he's engaged, so he's getting that straightened out today, I think.
I'll ask you firstly about the three-week break, and we've spoken about this a little bit. How do you adapt to that, or what do you have to do differently knowing that you actually have 3 weeks ultimately by yourself? And the other one is a lot of blokes have actually travelled overseas, which is very unusual for the Christmas break. How did you go about it?
It was interesting because as an older player, we were only back for sort of 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks before Christmas. So we had a pretty solid training block throughout the Christmas break. So it was good to get away. And I went down to Torquay for about 10 days, which was good, and did some training down there. And yeah, a few other guys did some other things. Dusty trained over in Bali and he's come back in good nick. So it looks like he did the right thing over there.
Very good. And I saw Snags Higgins and a partner were travelling the world somewhere and putting a lot of social media posts up as well.
Yeah, that's come accustomed to Jack, hasn't it?
How's he travelling?
He had a sprint coach, I think, and he just can't get away from footy. He loves it. So yes. He's training really well. He's really developed his body over the off-season, and he's looking to have a big year, I think.
You guys really set the bar even throughout 2017, ultimately win the premiership and then go on and with, in my opinion, the best team last year apart from that prelim night. When you sit down in the cold light of day and you're back from pre-season, do you have to tweak anything knowing that it's a copycat league? Have you had to tweak anything or is it just about executing better?
Oh, it's probably a little bit of both, Dal. We'll probably tweak a couple of things. I suppose, you know, with the new rules coming in, we'll probably have to look at how we're going to manage that And also, yeah, like you said, getting better. You know, our younger players coming through, developing, adding some talent, some good talent through the draft, obviously, through free agency with Big Lynchy and Mav Weller's also making a good impression as well.
Yeah, over the last couple of years, and if you go back to 2017, the knock or the suggestion is the Bund key four with Jack Revolt, is it going to be enough to get it done? And obviously, Caddy and Townsend had outstanding ends of the year and outstanding years. And you know, so predominantly a one key forward, I guess, in the traditional sense when it comes to the way that you're structured up forward. That'll change a little bit now. What's the early sort of look at how it's going to go inside 50 with Lynch coming into the footy club and Revolt and the rest of the boys?
Yeah, it'll be a good look. I suppose, who knows, we might still go with the one tall and Big Jack might have to play in the VFL. that might be on the cards we've been saying to him. So, now obviously, Jack, both great players, so they're going to help us. So we're going to have a look at it through pre-season, how it can work and how they can work together. And I think it's only going to make us better.
If you go back to that prelim night, and you probably don't want to, but on the back of it, and as Del pointed out, an outstanding home and away year, first final, minor premiership, all the rest of it, except one night that it didn't go to plan and the Pies were extremely good. Do you look more back on what happened that particular night or the good things that happened over the course of the year that allowed you to finish on top?
Yeah, a bit of both, really. We look back at the year as a whole and it's pretty successful. I mean, we win, 18 or 19 games.
Yep.
Play some really good footy in part. You know, learn some lessons along the way. And, you know, unfortunately, prelim night, the Pies came out and they deserved to win. They played a lot better than us. And, we learned in 2017 that, you know, if you sort of catch fire and things come together late in the year and get some momentum, you can cause some damage in the finals. And, you know, the Pies certainly played some really good footy, you know, late in the year and certainly in September.
what are the expectations? Head up to the Gold Coast on Sunday for a camp. Is it a get to know each other bonding sort of camp, or is this more the old school?
No, it'd be sort of just pretty much a normal sort of training week for us, just in a different location, and we'll spend some time together and, you know, do a few little team activities, I think. But the main one for me, I think, is having two young kids at home. I'm looking forward to going up there and getting a good night's sleep.
Don't say that at home, mate.
That's right. Unless I'm rooming with Dustin Martin, which I'm hopefully not, who snores like a chainsaw. So I'll put in that request. Hopefully I'll get my own room too.
Sean Grigg from the Tigers joins us on the line. Hey, you're a premiership player. Is your mindset or the way you approach footy, the way you enjoy footy when you have that premiership medallion after you search for it for so long through a couple of clubs, is your mindset the way you perceive the way you play your footy, has it changed at all since that grand final win in 2017?
It's probably just you really want to chase that feeling again once you've tasted it. It's sort of something that you can't explain to people what it's like. So, once you've had it, you just want to chase that feeling again. So, yeah, we're doing everything we can, you know, certainly this pre-season and going into the year to give ourselves a chance to chase it again.
All right, we're on the downhill really slope now as we head towards, obviously, round one. And, of course, that Thursday night at the MCG, as it always is a wonderful night. When do you really start to get excited? Pre-season games not too far away as well. When do you really start to think more about how exciting it is you get into another year? Do you allow yourself to do it now? You're still a week away, month away? Where do you sit?
Yeah, no. So with our training, it's really footy specific. So we can, we can look at the year. You know, now we train stuff, how we're going to play. It's not just sort of, you know, fitness work, running circles around the oval. We apply, our fitness and our footy stuff. So we've really got, you know, all eyes on the footy year now.
What about the AFLX? Do you have to nominate that? And has the club had any discussions about who in their preparation they would want to put their hand up for that?
Well, Jack is one of the captains, obviously. He's been getting around, to guys like Dustin and Trent and Alex Rant, you know, trying to pick them for his team Rampage. But I'm not too sure how the whole selection process works.
Would you play if you could?
If I got picked, I don't think I would, Dale, to be honest. But unless they need an undersized backup ruckman.
That might be perfect for the AFLX format.
Yeah, well, possibly. And I told Jack I'd split the match payment with him if he picked me.
Good luck.
Hey, Rampage was his idea, was it, or was it the AFL's?
Oh, I don't know. Probably is. I've got no idea. I think he's talking about some extravagant way that they're going to enter the ground. So keep your eyes on Jack Rewald's team.
Hey, mate, always appreciate you jumping on the line. I know you've got a very busy day ahead of you. Open training session, which I'll explain a little more about for fans in a moment. But thanks, mates, and good luck as you head towards another big season for the Tigers.
No worries. Thanks, Cam. Thanks, Dale.
Good on you, Grigger.
Sean Grigg from the Tigers. And the Tigers have an open training session tomorrow. Head down to Punt Road Oval. There'll be bacon and eggs, coffee, jumping castles, face painters, mascots, bike and blend. It's all happening. Bring the family down. Get involved. As a Tiger member, go to membership.richmondfc.com.au. Join more than 78,000 members already on the Tiger Army this year.
Is that a real number? They're already up to 78,000.
78,000 before the year.
Does that include pets? Something's going on here. 78,000.
I don't know. I see Kane Corns on SENSA Breakfast the other day. Had a crack at the Crows membership and then signed up.
So
I'm going to stay out of it. We're going to talk the GOAT. Yes. Not goats, the GOAT after the news headlines.